This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump spent Saturday on the road campaigning for Republican candidates ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden urged voters to reject Trump's politics of division. Speaking in Pensacola, Florida, Saturday night, the president said Democrats want to undo what his administration has accomplished.
The Democrat Party, not the Democratic Party, but the Democrat Party, wants to sign illegal aliens up for free health care, free welfare, free education. And what do they really want? The right to vote. Because they figure that's the way they stay in office forever.
In Ohio, meanwhile, former Vice President Biden told voters that Trump and the Republicans do not represent American values.
Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Folks, that's what's under attack. And it's time for us to stand up for these American ideals.
Control of both houses of the U.S. Congress, currently dominated by Republicans, as well as 36 governor's offices, will be at stake when Americans vote on Tuesday. The lawyer who helped a Pakistani woman overturn her blasphemy conviction has fled Pakistan because he fears for his life. Saiful Malook told Reuters news agency he left the country Saturday because he feared an angry mob and for the safety of his family. Ultra-Islamist groups staged 3 days of massive street demonstrations after Pakistan's Supreme Court overturned Asia Bibi's blasphemy conviction. Pakistan's government reached a deal with the Islamists to take legal measures to prevent Bibi from leaving the country while the court hears a petition against the verdict. This is VOA News.